Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And back with you on a South Florida High School radio show for a Monday evening powered by Auto Nation. Thanks so much to head coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons for joining us in our first segment of our second hour. Now we switch our attention to college football. The U, University of Miami, last week, opening last Thursday night with a win against UAB. And now all sights are turned to Saturday evening when they will be playing a primetime game against Louisville. And Miami comes in ranked 17th, Louisville at 18th. And who would have thunk? You already have a second game out, and you have a nationally televised contest. That's going to mean quite a bit. Joining us from Canes Insight, as he does throughout the course of the year, Stefan Adams. Stefan, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, it's always good to have a W on the board, and obviously because of the fact that how much time went by since this team really had any type of contact. Thanks so much for joining us, and what'd you think about that opening game?
It was a little bit slow to start. I mean, I think if you watch the game, maybe in that first half, you were getting a little nervous there. But eventually, you saw that offense really start to take over and find its footing a little bit. Really, in the second half, Miami had three drives all back-to-back-to-back, all went for scores, and they really just pushed the ball at will. Really, I think a lot of Canes fans wanted to see that new offense, what it looked like. And like you mentioned, that shortened off season, would it be put together? Would it be rolling? You know, for me, my expectations were it was going to be a slow start, maybe the first few games to get it under them. But it seemed like that second half, they really started clicking. And maybe, you know, they finally, you know, found a little bit of an identity with that 337 game rushing yards in that game. So it was nice to see to start. I know a lot of Canes fans, it's hard to keep expectations in check, but you got to remember this is a team coming off that 6-7 ugly season, shutout loss to Louisiana Tech. So it was an encouraging start for me, and I think they're only going to keep building from here.
I agree. I looked at it the way you did in the first half. I was at the game up in the press box talking to a few people, and you know, you kind of like felt, oh geez, not again. When they would do this right or do this wrong, you kind of. But you know, I don't think, first of all, we gave UAB enough credit. I think they were a good physical football team. Did they have screaming Power Five kids? Maybe not, but they were there to play, just like Central Michigan was last year. And no matter what record Miami has, you know as well as I do, Stefan, everybody wants to beat the U at all costs. If they come in here sky high, they're going to play the game. The only criticism that I may have had in the first half was not targeting the tight ends. They targeted Brevin Jordan one time, kind of forced it in there like in the second quarter. And the only reason I say that is if you look at Rhett Lashley's past, Louis, especially last year, you saw him target tight ends 7 and 8 times a game. Other than that, you know, the offensive line did what they had to do. It's still a work in progress. You're still looking for that receiver to come into the huddle and said, "Hey, listen, I was open. Throw it to me." But I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of receivers as we did. And the offensive line, like I said, you know, I mean, it's still not going to be enough to beat a Clemson or to beat a true power team. But it certainly is a work in progress. What were your thoughts about the offense?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, first off, I think you really got to look at the offensive line, and that really just drives how the rest of the offense can perform. I was agreeing with you. I think the offensive line still had some holes, maybe a little bit better last year. And again, that second half, they really picked it up. But they really struggled in the first half to create some running room for those talented backs at Miami. And, you know, you saw what, guys like Jalen Knighton, Cam Harris, Don Chaney can do when they're given some space. And, all Miami really has to do is find that cohesive five up front to really, make some room for them. So, hopefully they can build on that going forward. Also, the tight end aspect, I think, I mean, you know, of course, they didn't target Brevin too much. Again, in the second half, though, he made two huge plays, catching runs, really showing off what he can do and why he's so highly regarded in that top tight end in the country conversation. But I think they just really didn't want to show too much on offense. I think they were trying to keep it simple in this game. They still have that advantage of, teams have not seen this offense at Miami, Rhett Lashley's offense at Miami. So going into that ACC opener, maybe keep it simple. I really don't think they ran more than 10 plays, and especially the passing game, the route tree, was very limited in terms of they were really just going up top, going deep, or throwing short slants, quick passes. So I think in the passing game especially, it was really limited. And, hopefully, you see a little bit more going into Louisville next week.
Yeah, you're going to have to, I think, because Louisville is a very much improved team with a really good coach. Satterfield's done a great job wherever he's been, App State, and now at Louisville. Defensively, a little bit concerned with the secondary. They were kind of picking on Ivy for a while there. Then they started getting a little bit more pass rush. I think the front seven's got some really a lot of positives to it. We saw that, just because Brooks didn't start, he was in there like five plays into the game. So I think that's kind of overblown when you're not picked as a starter. I think that, talk about the secondary, because that's kind of a concern going into this week, especially because Louisville can throw the ball around a little bit.
Yeah, and I think really what UAB was doing, and I think that's really the way to beat Miami. I think that's really the blueprint. You've seen that in the past few years, is you got to neutralize that pass rush from the front seven, a lot of quick passes, and try to pick on that secondary who maybe they're a very physical secondary, but maybe a little bit lacking in the speed department. You saw a guy, DJ Ivy, got beat a couple times on the edge and for long plays and especially the touchdown pass. And already you saw Coach Blake Baker this morning talking about after practice that DJ Ivy and a guy like DeCorey Couch are going to be now competing for that starting job. And so Ivy, he may not be in the starting lineup coming up against Louisville. So there was a little bit of struggles there. I did like what I saw from Al Blades over at the other cornerback spot, especially you saw him on at one pass breakup. He ran stride for stride with a UAB receiver and almost had an interception. I think he's developed really well. He's always had those physical tools, but it was just about to keep developing that technique. I think he's taking that next step. And I thought the safeties actually played pretty well. There wasn't a lot of busts back there, and they came up for run support. And you got to like those three guys, Bubba Bolden, Amari Carter, and Gerben Hall, all guys that have played a lot at Miami. At least Bubba Bolden, his first year was last year, but a lot of experience back there, and they really trust those safeties. They're hoping that the safeties can kind of cover up for maybe a little bit lacking in the depth at a cornerback position.
Kicking game, wow. Makes a difference when you get four extra points, a field goal, and five touchbacks.
Yeah, very, very different for Miami on special teams. Gotta love that, and especially making chip shot field goals. I mean, I thought I was watching a totally different team out there.
Yeah, no doubt. So obviously, Miami's going to improve from week to week. How do you see this week's game against Louisville?
Louisville, they've gotten a little bit of off-season hype in the ACC. They were preseason ranked number 2 in the Atlantic before the divisions kind of became a non-issue, and ACC is all now one conference essentially this year with no divisions. But they were getting a little preseason hype. They got a very experienced quarterback, running back, and of course Tutu Atwell from down here. I know you know him real well, Larry. Right. Just an explosive wide receiver on the outside for them. And you saw him against Miami last year. He took a short pass and took it to the house. So a lot of speed on Louisville, and they're going to be a team to contend with. But also remember, Miami dominated Louisville last year with Jaren Williams and Dan Enos, who are both now gone from from the offense, and had a really rough year with almost everyone else. So Louisville was the one team they really put it on them. Jaren Williams had that record 6 touchdown performance. So the thought process is Miami is getting better on offense this year, and they should pick up right where they left off at Louisville, and should be a win for the Miami Hurricanes if they stick to the game plan and do what they should.
Good stuff, Stefan. People want to check your workout. How do they do it this week as you prepare for the Louisville, and also follow recruiting?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, go to CanesInsight.com. We're always up on the latest recruiting team news, and the message boards always going crazy with the latest fan takes and stuff. It's a real fun environment over there. Encourage you to check it out. Also go to at Canes Insight on Twitter. We're always posting content there as well. And just join us. We will love to have you. It's always Canes all the time.
Good stuff. We'll catch up with you a lot during the season. Hopefully we'll have some good news along the way. Stefan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Glad to see the show's back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.